So I'm Xavier Schley, and you're listening to the Alaska Works podcast, and I'm with, well, why don't you state your name?
Travis Pippin.
And where do you work?
Anchor Sand and Gravel.
And what do you do?
I'm a mixer driver.
How long have you been doing that?
About 12 years.
And always with Anchor Sand and Gravel?
Yep, only mixer company I work for.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the position. What does that entail in a given day?
It's pretty much maintain, a mixer truck, safe and ensure the delivery of the product to the customers, and making sure the placement of the product, concrete, to the customer is applied safely and correctly within specifications.
Did you start out as a mixer truck driver, or did you start out as a different kind of truck driver?
No, I think the first vehicle I learned how to drive a manual on was a mixer truck.
Oh, you mean you didn't even drive a stick shift on a car?
No, I actually went totally backwards. I went like motorcycle, mixer truck, car.
So when you started out, there's no apprenticeship program for truck drivers, right?
There was back in the day, but not for a long time. Not for me at that time.
Did you have a commercial driver's license when you got the job, or did you have to get that first?
Yeah, I had a permit, and at the time, I think it was slow or something. ASNG was willing to work with me, and then I slowly got a little bit of experience, and then went and took the license, passed, and then came in.
Did you take it working in one of...
No, I rented actually a truck from, I don't know if he's still there anymore, but Gary's Truck Sales of Dowling. Yeah, back in the day, you used to be able to rent it for like $300, a little dump truck.
Yeah, did you know I was a mixer truck driver?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And I did. I had the exact same process. There was a job available, but I had to have a CDL.
Right.
So I did some training on a truck just to pass the test, and then I rented the truck to take the test.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty there, but pretty much the best way to go about it is just get in there and get a loan and just, you're going to make the mistakes, but as long as it's not too bad.
How did you find out about the job?
I think it was like 19, and my father used to be the dispatcher at ASNG.
Oh, okay.
And I was like working at a lube center, jumping jobs to jobs, all kinds of random stuff. And he actually just came to me and was like, hey, if you don't know what you're going to do, at least try to make some money while you're trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, okay. And then started going after it and then started working and making a little money. And
so how did you get into the union then?
The union, you just have to go up and sign up for a membership. And you tell them, hey, I'd like to be a member. You pay your fees, your dues, whatnot. And then you go through and then you got to do the whole call out situation, but we worked it out.
And then what's the average, starting pay for a mixer truck driver right now?
Right. Well, right now I think we're like 31 something, 31, 57, something like that.
And what was it when you started?
When I started, it was around like 27. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been a pretty good, it's been a solid increase for the past several years. So it's been really good.
What's the hardest part of your job?
Probably it's such a variable. Concrete, so many variables. Everything changes every single time, whether it's a new shipment of cement, new aggregate, new design, mixed design.
Just get into load there.
Every job's going to change, whether they have different mixes, accelerators, fibers, what are they asking for on the job. And so just keeping up with that, and then after a while you start to learn the contractors and kind of what they do, and then, you ever get thrown a curveball every once in a while, you get somebody out there that you just know right away when you walk to the back of the truck, they just have no idea what's going on. And you're like, all right.
A lot different than just a dump truck full of gravel, because you have to it changes from the time it's batched to the time it's delivered.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to babysit that change all the way through.
Yeah, you can even change it from just the weather outside. I'm driving to Elmendorf and it's hot. This stuff is going to set up. I'm driving to Elmendorf and it's cloudy. This stuff is just going to lay there just fine. So it changes every time.
So what do you think the best part about being a mixer truck driver is?
The best part about being a mixer truck driver is that learning this trade, you can go almost anywhere and find a job.
You can always find a job. They're always in need.
Yeah, everywhere you go, there's people always needing a solid, competent mixer truck driver because there is so much responsibility to it. I mean, even ASNG, we're always looking for good people to fill in.
Yeah, it's a fairly specific skill, and just because you're a good truck driver doesn't necessarily make you a good mixer truck.
No, there's been guys that I've trained that could drive circles around me as a driver, but when it comes to understanding the concrete and the chemistry of it all and mashing the two together, it becomes a totally different breed of driver.
Yeah, it's like the worst chemistry experiment in the world when you think about it. Like, you've taken almost all the controls out of it. You're doing it on a 9-yard load in different weather conditions every time. And you're expecting it to turn out the same way in the end each time.
Yep, absolutely. And that's the tough part about it. And, you know, learning and experience and understanding it is where you can get to where you can make changes to it on the fly and get you that product within those specifications.
And I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, I've heard it from batch guys, and I've often kind of thought it myself that no matter what, I can go and find a job driving a mixer truck somewhere. I can make money and support my family. If I have to drive a mixer truck, I can always go back to that.
You can go. I have a strong feeling you can go most anywhere in the world and find a job as a mixer driver.
Well, that leads into my next question. I was going to ask you, what part of this job has had the most positive impact on your life or your family life?
It's been really good. ASNG has been great with me. They allowed me to take time off and go to school. I got my computer informations degree, which really helped me put perspective into things, and just came back and started working. And I think just the job security and just being there and knowing that a company like this is, always offered me a job. And that's probably the stability has been the greatest thing about it.
And then what part of the job has had the most negative impact on your life or your family life?
Construction, concrete, it's feast or famine. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the hardest part is just, you know, summertime it's go, 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 and wintertime you get the lull and gets a little mundane, and, you know, you start digging into your savings or something like that. You know, it just starts to go because it's hard. But, I mean, that's the whole point. You know, you work so much in 6 months to save that money.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, things like going to a wedding in the lower 48 in July just aren't an option for
Sometimes I don't even ask. That's just not even worth it.
Okay, and if you could give yourself a piece of advice now that you could have given yourself when you were starting this job, what do you think that would be?
I think I could talk to myself. I'd probably say just take every opportunity that comes your way. That and try to, like, don't force anything and just let it happen, because opportunities are going to come, and usually they come when you're most ready for them. And so don't try to figure it all out when I was 19 years old, you know, running around. So
how old are you now?
I'm 32.
Yeah. Do you think you'll continue on with this job?
I hope. I mean, yeah, I like it. You know, it's a good paying job. I think I got more to offer, so I'm not sure where I'm going to end up, but whether it's driving, continue. But I think if I have to take a gamble, I think in the next couple of years it's going to happen. So we'll see what happens.
Now, before you got this job, when you were thinking, you know, as a younger man, this is what I'm going to do to make money.
Right.
Was it this?
My dad was I grew up in concrete. My dad was a mixer driver and did everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then he batch man, dispatcher and all over the place. So, I kind of didn't really think I was going to follow in my dad's footsteps, but doing it now, it's a good job.
Yeah.
And there's pride in it, and there's nothing to be ashamed of driving a truck community and you make good money and you get time off. And, you know, it's afforded me to do a lot of things that a lot of people at my age aren't able to, and that I'm grateful for. It just kind of happened.
All right. Well, thanks.
No problem.